أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. As we are all very aware, the month of Ramadan has passed us not too long time ago. And in the month of Ramadan, we are normally inspired, activated, and more inclined towards doing things that are favorable, things that are good, and we do so with little or without any reservation. So in the month of Ramadan, when we are asked to help a poor, then we take pride and we do it as soon and as fast and as best as we can. In the month of Ramadan, when it comes to praying, we take more an active part in it, including Salah with Jama'ah. As we know from the Ahadith and from the Fiqh, that Salah with Jama'ah is important and necessary for every male that has in him the ability to go to the masjid, who is considered healthy, who is considered able, who is considered sane, who is considered, of course, not blind, weak eyesight, will not qualify. This is a must according to some, wajib according to general consensus. And when we say must, we refer it in a manner of it being highly, highly important. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, an individual that has the ability to walk, who is sane, who has in him the ability to live a regular life, if that individual does not take part in fulfilling the Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, imagine if Fajr Salah is not fulfilled with Jama'ah, then obviously the other Salah is much easier. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says that individual is considered a munafiq. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud is considered afqahul mufti. Afqahul mufti means he was given the title of mufti by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody else that becomes a mufti, you can become a mufti 1,000 times, you will not be considered afqahul mufti, meaning your answer can be right, your answer can be wrong, they can accept your answer, they can reject your answer. If you reject the answers of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, you are rejecting the phrase to a great extent of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, where Allah says, Allah is pleased with the Sahaba and the Sahaba are pleased with Allah, and anyone that rejects the praise of Allah becomes out of the fold of Islam. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah blessed us greatly with a beautiful month. And the question is, what have we derived and taken from that month to continue the remainder of the month? As I've said many times, one salah to the next keeps you active and as believing as a Muslim. You know, people that took salah seriously, their lives have changed. One fellow I remember, another fellow said, let's go to a certain place where people gamble. And he says, we're just going to go there, we're not going to gamble. That's what he says. We're going to go there to the place of gambling, but I'm not going to gamble. So the other fellow said, I'm sorry, I'm afraid, I'm hooked on performing salah with Jama'ah. And because I'm hooked with performing salah with Jama'ah, I have to wait for the next salah. Can you give me a guarantee that when we go, there'll be a group of us so I can perform my salah with Jama'ah? This is what salah with Jama'ah does. It creates an awareness. It creates a love. It creates a unique sweetness in the tongue of the individual. That is why Allah has blessed us with many different centers. And we should make an opportunity, inshallah, of going to any one of them to fulfill this criteria. That's why in the Quran it says, and this is the ayah we began with, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. But Allah says, rush towards, وَسَارِعُوا means hasten. You know, they have all these sales that take place. And when the sales take place, they make announcements. A $900 laptop will be going for $600. And we'll sacrifice our entire night's sleep You know, they have all this Black Fridays and whatnot, and Pink Mondays, etc., whatever it may be. We are there on time. Because you got to save the 300. So we will be there at 3 a.m. to save the 300. Our whole night's sleep will go. Our day that will follow will be messed up. But we saved our 300. We hastened and we rushed. And Allah is saying, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. He didn't say إِلَى الدُّنْيَا. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. That hasten towards forgiveness. And the way in which you get and you gain forgiveness is by repeating good actions, doing good deeds, and abstaining from refraining from what Allah wishes for you to refrain from. Now you have to understand, if Allah is saying this, Shaitan must also say something. He has to have the last word, or he must have some word in this whole thing. So the question is, what is the thing that stops us from attaining this maghfirah? There must be something that stops you from forgiveness. There must be something that stops you from excelling and going on the next level. And Shaitan knows how to attack everyone differently. He is a master. He is working since just before the creation. And when the creation of Adam alayhi salam took place on that mold, his job began. So he knows every trick in the book. He knows how to get the scholar to sort of refute another scholar, even wrongfully. He knows how to get a doctor that wants to do good for society, how to refute the other doctor's good work. That's how Shaitan functions. And Allah says in the Quran, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. He'll dangle such things in front of you. If I don't accept that job now, I'm going to be poor. If I don't buy the house right now, I'm never going to get another chance. You know, I tell people all the time, okay, wonderful, you got that new house and a new car. Did your conflict stop? Did your arguing stop? Did your child all of a sudden change and become a big sheikh? Did everything just change? You are still who you are, my brother and sister, whether you have one house or 10 houses, one car or 10 cars, one degree or 10 degree, one wife or another wife, can't say 10 wives. But you are still who you are, and your problems will remain like how they are, unless you change who you are. That's why Allah is saying, maghfirah. Otherwise, what Allah will say, maghfirah. He would have said, hasten to the world and conquer the world and make success. No, he didn't say that. Hasten in seeking forgiveness. And when you change your life as a result of changing who you are, then you become a new individual. That is how Abdullah bin Mubarak and all these people changed their lives. Many of them associated with the wealthiest of wealthiest. What did they say? Abdullah bin Mubarak makes a beautiful point. And it's something for all of us to reflect upon. And amongst the points they make is that I was around the wealthiest of wealthiest. People that lived in the lap of luxury. People that function as the who's who of their society. And by being around them, I never saw a single day of happiness. That's what they say. Because nothing against wealthy folks. But many of them are quite very ill in some capacity or the other. Because everyone has their eyes on them in some form or the other. But if you look at a person, for the most part, I mean those of you that are students, you know, you go into an event, you are sidetracked, you don't have the best of everything, they have a special or rather an area in the corner for you. You come into the masjid, you'd be lucky if someone makes salam to you. It's the reality. But if you're on the who's who list, someone is going to be behind you for something or the other. And you're going to be behind someone Not because you like them and appreciate them. You have to run behind them because you got to keep on thinking, how did that guy make his millions? Maybe he'll teach me some trick so I can make it as well. And when he looks at you, what does he say? No. I'm better than him. So if I'm better than him, I'm more worthy of what I have, and I must continue taking from him so I can continue. So you're running behind him in one way, he is trying to extract what he has from you another way. And the Quran talks about that. The fellow that had, 99 sheep, the other fellow just had one. And the one that has 99, what does he say? In other words, something to the effect, basically he says, now make it 100 for me. You don't even need that one. What are you going to do with one anyway? You can't even go and reproduce with one. You can't even get babies. I can get a much more than that. This is how humans function. What has the Quran not left out for you and I? So, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ. Allah says, hasten towards forgiveness. You can be 99 years old, and if Allah forgives you, your life is made and you're in Jannah. 99 years old, on your deathbed, before that you got forgiven. Keyword, before that. Before the signs and the pangs of death come to you. Allah forgives you, 99 years old, and you're ready for Jannah. And you are 21 years old. Even being pious at times. But if Allah has not forgiven you, and you pass away, that's it, you are ruined. So it's not how long a life will live. It's the quality of life that we live, number one, and how close did we get to Allah in that interim, in that period. And that's why Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ. Hasten towards forgiveness, take towards forgiveness, and understand the idea and the ploy of shaitan. He will always say to you, tomorrow. You want to send money for your mother, not today, tomorrow. You want to go for salah, today I'm a little tired, tomorrow. And just when you're about to leave your home, somebody in your family will say, but you're always going for salah, what about the sons, what about the daughters? You don't spend time with them. That's how shaitan functions. Shaitan doesn't say, don't go for salah. Shaitan doesn't say, don't spend time with your parents or your children. Shaitan never says, don't give money. Shaitan always says, tomorrow. Brothers are in here from Khuruj, in the path of Allah. Ask them the oldest trick, and they must have done it themselves. Brother, you're going to go in the path of Allah. Inshallah, they'll say. And they know what inshallah means. Tomorrow. Contact me tomorrow. That tomorrow never comes. It's either now, and parents say to the children all the time, it's either now or never. Either you're going to listen to me now or you never. But we tell it to children, but it applies to us. So therefore, let's let go of that phrase of tomorrow and focus on what we have now. If Allah has blessed you now with the resources to help, then help out now. Whatever it may be, whether it's social projects, community projects, planting a tree project, and I mean that in the broadest sense, whether it's here or somewhere else, a lot of these projects are out there. Helping the homeless build a home, there are projects out there. There is a place called Something Habitat. You go to them and they talk about, they get all these things that people donate to them or give them, and you buy it at a reduced price. They also have a project over there to build a home. If you have a home, it's not the end of the world. It can be beginning for someone else. Help someone else build their home. Help someone else build their basement. This is what Muslims do. They try to be of assistance, but shaitan is going to get you again. And this is how shaitan will get you. Oh, you helped that individual. Why did you help him or her? Look at what they have. They have this, they have that, they have everything. Why are you spending there? Why don't you spend on me? This is how shaitan functions. So don't let shaitan pull you down. Because when he pulls you down, it reduces your help to humanity. And when you reduce your help to humanity, you are reducing your link to Allah
Because when you help humanity, you will find Allah. Where do we get this from? The beautiful hadith. You see the poor, you meet the poor. What the hadith says, angels are around the poor. It is as if you are meeting the nur and the beauty of Allah. You go to the hospital and you visit the sick. It is as if you are part of the nur of Allah. You help the needy. You are going around. Angels are accepting the du'as of this poor person. You are gaining closeness to Allah, and your du'as are being accepted. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, today's talk is very simple. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ. Hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah. And the forgiveness of Allah comes in various shades and various colors. Amongst them, continually doing good and not putting it off till tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. Meaning that behavior of good never comes. It's either now or never. And Allah has blessed you in the now. Allah is giving you oxygen to breathe right now. Allah is allowing you to live right now. Allah is giving you comfort right now. Allah is giving you health right now. From Allah we demand right now. Salah, I'll start tomorrow. Fasting, I'll start next week. Charity, I'll start next year. And when next year comes, it continues the cycle again. So inshallah, Allah has said, and if you hasten towards forgiveness and a reformation in life, مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Allah says, I will give you a massive paradise. And one of the beauties of this ayah is, when you do these good things, the reward will be attained for you, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. You will start living your life as if paradise has already begun for you. In other words, you begin to see sukoon and tranquility in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times, and help us refrain from going back to our old habits, and keep us on the pathway of doing good, so that way we can attain benefit not only in this world, but also inshallah in the hereafter.